Letters from Amherst. Letters from Amherst came. They were written in so peculiar a hand, it seemed the writer might have learned the script by studying the famous fossil bird tracks in the museum of that college town. Of punctuation, there was little, except for dashes. "My companion is a dog," they said. "They are better than beings because they know but do not tell." And in the same bird-like script, "You think my gait spasmodic? I am in danger, sir. You think me uncontrolled? I have no tribunal." Of people, "They talk of hallowed things aloud and embarrass my dog. I let them hear a noiseless noise in the orchard. I work in my prison where I make guests for myself." The first of these letters was unsigned, but sheltered within the larger package was a second, a smaller, containing what the letter lacked, a signature written upon a card in pencil, as if the writer wished to recede from view as far as possible in the upstairs room in the square, cool mansion where she wrote letters from Amherst.